You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on KXL.
And we're back talking about the red hot apartment market with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. I'm going to give you his contact information before we get into this segment, and I forget, quite frankly. The number is 503-546-9390, website josephbernard.net. As I teased before we hit the break, they recently held an event and talked about the seven things you need to know before you buy an apartment investment property. Key word there being before. Joe, tell us what's going on, because I think a lot of people get into this, maybe have the misconception that it's like a residential transaction, and it really isn't.
Exactly. What we did was we put this apartment investor series together to focus on one topic every month. And one of the things that we do is try to focus on that client to have them help understand what they're doing in the real estate world for whatever that topic is.
Sure.
This one is seven critical things to do prior to financing an apartment building, but that could be anything. It could be a house, it could be an office building. It's really the financing rules. And since the market is constantly changing and lending has changed, what you have is there's more regulation, more legislation, and there's more scrutiny on trying to get a real estate loan.
Yeah.
So what we did, here's the seven critical things. This is what people should be prepared to do.
And, okay.
And the first thing is just to have the data prepared. Make sure you have your personal data in line and the property data. Most people don't even have a personal financial statement ready. It helps when you're prepared. So that's the first critical step.
Okay.
The second is you should be developing relationships with lenders, strong relationships with other banks, other lenders, and making sure that you have a good portfolio of people that you know, not just someone that you ran into at the bank.
Yep.
The third is up-tier your talent. And this is really working with seasoned veterans, regardless of the industry. Make sure you have a team around you that are seasoned veterans at what they do with their specialty in that specific topic.
Yep. Don't work. I'll throw this in. Don't work with Susie, the realtor from XYZ company who's never done an apartment transaction, right?
That's one of them.
Yeah.
You know, or even working with like a roofer.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have the right roofer.
Okay.
Okay. The fourth one is really tied to the third one as well, which is deal only with professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're dealing with someone that has that expertise, that specializes in their career for that specific reason. So again, ties with the third one, but it's make sure you deal with professionals only. The fifth one, act quickly. Okay. A lot of people move slow.
Decisive. You must be decisive in this market.
You have to. And when they move slow, I understand why. They're concerned, or they have drawbacks, or they're just overanalyzing the data. But what you have to do is if you don't act quickly or perform quickly in the transaction, that's the difference between an accepted offer and a rejected offer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference of falling out of contract and staying in contract to have control of the property.
Okay. Good stuff.
Thank you. The sixth one is be honest. Tell the truth. And this is critical because if something gets exposed through the lending process that wasn't initially told, now the banker starts thinking, what else is this person hiding?
Yep. Tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely. And if you're dealing with, you know, the first six of these, the first five, and you're dealing with professionals, you're going to have issues throughout transactions, throughout financing. It's best to know the issue immediately, and let's resolve it by working through it. Let's not have it surface at the last moment of the financing stage where it blows up the whole transaction.
I hate that. That's people, they think, you know, we're not going to look under the hood. They don't tell you about that bankruptcy by one of their partners 2 years ago that, I mean, it's on their books.
Great
and
example.
It's like, you know, wait a minute, time out. Lender sees that and you could be dead in the water.
Here's another example. Somebody was buying a building. They were getting their financing in order. They didn't say they were getting divorced.
Uh-oh.
It was known that they were divorced, so their net worth was cut in half, and therefore they didn't meet the requirements to have the full equity needed in net worth to finish the transaction.
And now they're probably living in an apartment as well.
Hence, if that was surfaced earlier in the transaction, we could have prepared for it with having our data prepared and having all our, you know, professionals in place to see if we can partner up or do something to help this client have the net worth that he needed.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Did we cover all seven?
We got
one more, right?
Okay. One more. This is the last one. It's gather all the property data. And this is really a larger one. What you have here is, this is different than your personal data or just, you know, having, you know, the data prepared for, you know, your financing in order. This is really knowing the full checklist of what goes into an apartment building, granted, an office building, anything, because this is financing. You should know what the rents are. You should have the rent roll, the income and expenses. You should have the title reports, the existing debt on the property, so you know what's happening with it. Maybe you can assume it. The location, make sure you know every detail about the location, as well as state filings or any other reports that go with the property. This is having the full checklist, working with professionals. The laundry contract, most people overlook. And that laundry contract will actually have long-term limits to it where, you know, you can't get out of it and you didn't know about it. So there's that's just one little example, but you got to have all your data.
That's interesting. I don't think people consider that. Let me park on that, but let me reset first. If you're just tuning in, this is Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL. As we move toward the bottom of the hour with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, I think that's something that a lot of people don't really dig into, is things like that. I mean, that's really digging into it.
It is. You know, we don't sell office buildings because there's probably a lot of moving parts of office buildings that we don't really know. With apartment buildings, we do know that, and there's a lot of moving parts. And when you're dealing with the professionals that specialize in apartment buildings, you're going to know every step of every transaction to guide your clients through all the pitfalls. And so that's just one area that gets overlooked a lot. Or, you know, there's a lien on the contract or a lien on the property that you didn't see in the title report or on the contracts. And so there's always something that could be hidden that you need to make sure you're looking at. Another thing is the rents. You know, most people look at a rent roll and never compare it to the lease agreements to see if they actually matched.
It's amazing what happens.
It really is.
It really is. That's why you need to work with Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Website, josephbernard.net. It's been great getting your insight here, Joe. And I know that in the 1 minute we have left here, I want to make sure we get this across to our listeners, because we blew it out at the Apartment Insider Report. It's coming back in December. Date to be determined, but we don't want to hinder our listeners from pre-registering for that event in early December. So if you'd like to attend the next Apartment Insider Report, call now. We are pre-registering. Number to call, 503-546-9390. Joe's going to nail down that date here in the next couple of weeks. He also has the monthly events. Tell us what's coming up at the next one.
That's coming up in November. I would like to have people go to the website, josephbernard.net.
Okay.
We have a blog. We're going to post it in the next couple of days. So we're finalizing actually which topic we're going to go with.
Okay.
But that is something that's going to be highly sought after. There anywhere from 30 to 50 people show up for that. The Apartment Insider Report in December usually gets about 100, and it sells out fast.
Good stuff. As always, Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again soon. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. When we come back, we'll shift gears and talk about your health. Michael Skog, the Skog System Kettlebell Gym, in studio, up next.